You're listening to the Closing Market Report from Illinois Public Media. It's a Wednesday afternoon. Drew Lerner is here to take a look at the forecast for tomorrow, Thanksgiving, and the week ahead, not only for the Midwest, but the nation and the planet. Drew, what do you see for Thanksgiving Day? It's cold, really cold today.
It is, but you know, it could be a lot worse. We could have a raging blizzard on our hands or excessive rains or something that would get in the way of travel. It's going to be mostly dry and fair skies for the most part. There may be a little cloud cover across some of the northern parts of the Midwest, and a couple of little surges of light snow will come and go over the next few days, but it's not going to be any major travel buster. Of course, we do have that nor'easter that is continuing to work up the Atlantic seaboard. If you are traveling towards the northeast this afternoon, there will be some more delays in the air travel along the coast there. That will be ongoing probably into the evening, but tomorrow will be a much better day. Of course, that may be too late, I guess. A lot better coming back home. But in the heart of the Midwest, there's nothing that we can find to complain about right now. A week from today or even the latter part of next week might be a little different story, and we'll keep an eye on that. But we've got a little change in weather patterns coming up that will generate a lot more precipitation across the Midwest once again, and possibly a lot of cold air, more so than what we've got out there right now.
Why don't you take a look before we get to that further out forecast at the weekend, maybe Sunday and Monday, and the potential travel problems, if there are any, for those people coming back from the Thanksgiving holiday.
Yeah, I don't think there really will be too much on either of those 2 days. On Monday, there will be a storm system dropping in from northwestern Canada that will impact the northwestern United States, the northern plains and the Pacific Northwest, northern Rockies. But as far as the heart of the Midwest, no, I think we're going to have this nice window of opportunity for travel that will be with us all the way through that period of time, and we won't see any deteriorating conditions until probably the middle part of next week. And that would be really true for the Atlantic coastal states as well. If you're coming back from those areas, the weather will be much better than it is today.
And when you look forward to that next system, tell me about it.
Well, we do want to just not get too wound up about it yet. It's still in its evolution, but there is a tremendous amount of cold air that's being suggested to plunge southward into the middle of the country during the middle part of next week. And if that ends up verifying, there's going to be quite a contrast in air mass temperatures between the somewhat warmer conditions in the lower Midwest and the southern parts of the country, and the bitter cold air that will be present in the north central states. That sets the stage for a couple of storms of size that might impact the region. But you know, us meteorologists, we get excited about things way too soon, and things change by that time. So it's just something, a little bug in our ear for right now, that conditions might deteriorate a week from now. But until then, it's not going to be bad at all.
And finally, anything to be excited about in South America?
Only if you're on the bearish side of the market, I suppose. Everything is roses down there right now. Argentina finished out a significant rain event today. They picked up on 1 to 3 and local 5 inches of rain right across the heart of corn and soybean country in the past 3 days. And they are plenty moist, and they're going to see drier weather for the next 10 days. So it's going to be a very good scenario for Argentina. And Brazil continues to get alternating periods of rain and sunshine to support their crops as well.
Thank you so much, Drew.
Have a great holiday.
Hey, you too. Drew Lerner is with World Weather Incorporated in Kansas City. He joins us here on the Closing Market Report for this Wednesday afternoon. Have a fantastic Thanksgiving. This, of course, is a program you can find on our website at willag.org. I'm University of Illinois Extension's Todd Gleason.